Hey, so my name is Miles Anthony Daly, and I play George Treadwell and others in the UK and Ireland tour of Shifter's Girl.
Yeah, the tour coming to Woking very soon. How's the tour going so far? I know you've been touring for a few months now with this.
Yeah, it's going really, really good. We're currently in Newcastle, and it's probably cold everywhere, but it's really cold up here.
Me when it's freezing, right up north, yeah.
I've never been to Newcastle before, and the first thing I realized was I needed to bring another jacket. So that's the thing. But no, the tour's going great. We're having a great time. Audiences have been loving the show, and it's been really good to see how everyone in different places reacted slightly differently to this amazing story.
Yeah, it must be really interesting for you as well, as you say, first visit to Newcastle, touring the country, going to places that you wouldn't have gone to before. I mean, that must be. Do you get time to explore the areas when you're here? Was it all kind of work?
There have definitely been some places that have been work nonstop. But I've seen a little bit of Newcastle. I'm literally right by St. James's Park, which is great for me because I get to see that landmark. But yeah, we try to, especially on a Sunday, because we finish generally on a Saturday night. On a Sunday, we try to just walk around and make sure we at least go and eat local or just see some of the local businesses that are in the area. So yeah, a little bit.
There you go, exploring the country. But the Drifters, you play George Treadwell. And for those that may not be familiar, George Treadwell, he was the manager of Drifters, wasn't he? So tell me a bit about your character.
Yeah, so actually we met Tina Treadwell. So Tina Treadwell is in the show. She's the young lady that's in the show. And we actually met her on Wednesday, and she was giving us a lot of insight into the fact that George Treadwell was this huge, massive music manager long before he met his future wife, Faye. And he was just an amazing guy. He was working at Atlantic Records. He had this group called The Drifters, and then he meets Faye Treadwell and he sees something in her, and then they create this amazing legacy, which is now The Drifters.
There you go. And actually meeting Tina Treadwell, I mean, what was that like? You know, you're playing George Treadwell in the production, and then you're meeting the family. Was that quite nerve-wracking for you?
Yeah, it was a lot of pressure. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't feeling nervous, anxious. But it was great because it's an invaluable source. Sometimes you do shows and you don't get to meet anybody who's connected personally to the show. So she was there and she was like, you know, this is how my parents interacted and this is how I was, and this is an insight into what, you know, the time was. So that it was such an invaluable resource to have, and it was just an amazing, you know, moment to kind of share with her.
And then you can use that in your performance then, presumably. You can sort of take what you've learned and actually meeting her, you can, that makes it more kind of authentic, I guess.
Yeah, it really does. And it was, it's something that I won't forget anytime soon.
Yeah, and the Drifters, of course, I mean, iconic greats in the music industry over many years with some brilliant songs. Were you growing up, were you a fan? Were you aware of the Drifters? Or is it something you sort of come to when you got the role to learn about them?
So no, I wasn't aware of the Drifters as a group. I was aware of certain members of people that are in the group, people that I mentioned in the show, Johnny Moore, Benny King. But I wasn't aware that they were a group. And it was when I was going through the audition process and I was on, you know, let me just type in the Drifters and see what comes up. And there's this massive long Wikipedia page of all the different iterations of the group, who is in, who is out, who was there. And it's a lot of information. So it was definitely a massive like studying learning curve. But then you hear certain songs like Stand By Me and you're like, okay, right. So this is where we are in the world and in time and history.
So for you though, have you got a favourite Drifters song? Is there one song that stands out?
I get FOMO every night because I don't actually sing lead on the song, but it's called Under the Boardwalk, and Ashford Campbell sings it. And I mean, his interpretation of the song is beautiful, but it's a beautiful song in general. But yeah, that's definitely my favourite number in the show. Yeah.
Brilliant. And how does actually, you know, being on a tour in production, I know you've done West End as well, how does it compare? I mean, you know, the West End and the tour.
Yeah, I think the main difference I've noticed, and I've been so lucky to have the experiences I've had in West End, it's just you have to be a lot more resourceful on tour. Like you get into a new city and then you have like a few hours to adjust, and then you're on a different stage to where you were last week. So I guess in West End, once you've done your tech rehearsals, you're always in. You might rehearse things, but you're always in that same space. Whereas our show has to change depending on the theatre we're in, make sure that we're in the same place to make sure that everything is synced up. We have new dresses every week, so it's learning, you know, how they are, and you're all constantly meeting and working with new people. So I think it's just, there's a constant sense of adjustment that you have to do and somehow still keep this show pretty much the same every night. As samey as live theatre can be, but pretty much the same every night, yeah.
And becoming very familiar with various hotel rooms around the country.
Honestly, I think there are certain websites where you can go and get, I don't know if you can say them, but where you can go and obviously stay, yeah. Know what they are.
Yes.
They've definitely become my best friend, because having a kitchen is like the one thing that you take for granted in life. Yeah. Hotel rooms, I'm not the best for a 7 days stay trying to eat.
Home from home, having a kitchen. Yeah. So you're not relying on local takeaways all the time. You can kind of do a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you made your West End debut in was it the Choir Man? That was your sort of your debut, and I saw a brilliant on your Instagram. I was doing a little bit of snooping on that earlier. But there's this brilliant video of you on the Underground with posters with your face down back at you. I mean, that must have been a surreal experience.
Yeah, it was a very strange experience. So I'd actually had like a 6-7 month stint in the West End before, but then it got interrupted by lockdown. Yeah. And so I think when Choir of Man came around, I was in this place of just being so grateful for coming out of lockdown and having and finding work. A lot of like my friends who are in the industry, it wasn't just an overnight thing if you come out of lockdown and you have a job. So I was lucky enough to go with the production abroad and then come back and then see these billboards on the Underground and you know, see the exhibitions and see like my face everywhere. It was pretty surreal.
Yeah, I can imagine. You sort of know you made it when you got your face on the Underground. I mean,
yeah. I was like, look, Mum, that's me.
Yeah, get a little selfie next to it. Brilliant. Going back, was it 2014 you were in The Voice? Is that right?
Yes, I was.
How was that experience?
It was a while ago, yeah. I forgot.
Right, okay. There's probably some YouTube videos out there you can check out.
Yeah.
So when you're not touring and, what else do you get up to? What sort of else is on your agenda?
So I'm like a massive tennis nerd. Like I used to, I coached tennis before I got into theatre. I coached tennis towards the end of the pandemic when, you know, obviously theatre wasn't, we couldn't go back. So I'm a massive tennis fan. So I'm either watching tennis, playing tennis, or like researching something. I make my own music. So I like to just create. And I think that doing theatre has been a really good vehicle for that, because we are performing, we're entertaining, and we're, you know, acting and doing this thing. But then I also get to come away and say, right, well, with these skills that now I'm honing, what can I make for myself that is, you know, what I...
Yeah.
So yeah.
So the Drifters Grill coming to Woking. Looking forward to seeing that. Have you been to Woking before?
No, I've never been to Woking. Can you believe it? It's so close to like London? Yeah. Is it? It's not classed as London, is it?
No. We're not quite London. We're just outside.
It's close. It's really close.
20-25 minutes on train to Waterloo. So
yes. Yes, and I'm like, I've never been to Woking before. That's crazy. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, you're in for a treat. We've got a nice canal. You go for a walk down. We've got a number of shopping centres. And I think the things that people do, when we've got these statues around the town centre, right? And everyone that comes to theatre, just outside the theatre in the sort of the main square, you can come out and have your picture taken of these statues. That's something you have to do. Yeah. So add that to
it. Okay, we're going to make sure we do it.
Have you got some luxury accommodation lined up for Woking then?
Hopefully. I mean, we'll see. It's TBC. I've not got much time left to figure things out, but yeah, TBC.
There you go. We're looking forward to seeing you in Woking, and you know, good luck for the rest of the tour. You get a gap for Christmas, you get some time off to enjoy Christmas, yeah?
Yeah, and then we have another amazing 4 and a bit, maybe almost 5 month run in the new year, so okay. Yeah, it's really exciting.
And if people want to, you know, follow your music and follow what you do, how do we find you?
So I'm on any social media platform. My social media is Mile High World. So that's MILEHI and then World. And anything that is Drifters related, me related, is going to be on there. And you'll probably see something of the guys as well, because I love to just post and share everything that they do on there too.
Brilliant. Well, we'll check that out. And good luck for the rest of the tour. Really looking forward to seeing you in Woking. And thank you for talking to me today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.